The current situation in Calusa County, we currently, I believe this is unofficial, but as of probably by 4 o'clock today, we will have about 85 cases, persons that have tested positive for COVID-19 within the county. We currently have 60 cases that are isolated with a health officer's order to isolate. We have 23 individuals who have recovered from COVID-19. And then we have over 164 individuals who have been quarantined. And what that means, they've been exposed to somebody with a positive COVID-19 test result. And so we're asking those people who are quarantined to stay quarantined for a certain amount of time based on the exposure. We have one person hospitalized and no deaths.
Generally, public health officials elsewhere in the North State are saying that the largest source of infections is generally larger family, neighborhood, and friends gatherings, things like barbecues, birthday parties, things like that. Does that hold true in Calusa County as well?
That is exactly what we reported to the state, because that has been a problem. We've had several family get-togethers with graduations, anniversary parties, barbecues, and I think when county started to open up, that just kind of let people think that everything was okay when it really had not been. I mean, the pandemic still is very present. And I also think that the increase in testing has also played a role in the numbers being reported quicker and faster as far as knowing who's got what, so to speak.
Now, I do the numbers just about every day, and Calusa County had very few cases just a little over 2 weeks ago. There were only 7. Now there's unofficially 85, officially 83. Are there any theories to explain this explosive growth?
Well, I mean, from what we've done with our contact tracing, it has been primarily large family gatherings, whether it's anniversary parties or barbecues or graduations. That has been really what it's come down to, just large family gatherings. We're talking like 30 to 40 plus size gatherings.
Calusa County doesn't have a large, robust medical center. What is the hospital capacity looking like right now?
I do know our hospital capacity could take, I do know they have 3 ventilators and they can handle about 1 or 2 type of ICU cases. Part of the hospital does function as a skilled nursing facility, so they're somewhat limited as to what they can provide. But they do, the emergency room and the hospital itself is providing COVID-19 testing.
But is capacity running short? And are the patients being transferred to other facilities elsewhere?
I would guess the hospital could best answer that. I think my understanding is that depending upon the case of the individual that's been hospitalized, our hospitalizations, when we report that out, does not necessarily mean that they're at this hospital. We've had our residents hospitalized in the Woodland area and in the Yuba Sutter areas, along with the Calusa Medical Center.
Are you seeing any outbreaks in workplaces?
We are not. And, we have a pretty robust ag community, and we have not seen specific areas of outbreaks related to that industry or related to employers per se.
There have been some anecdotal reports that farm workers are being hit especially hard. Why is that, and what is public health doing to change that?
We have not seen that as far as the ag community as of today. I'm not exactly sure why that would be if it is the case in other counties. That's just not what we're finding. Our biggest challenge, I'll be quite frank with you, is the fact that people don't really understand how contagious this is. And for an example, we did have an individual that got tested for COVID-19, didn't have their test results back, but went to different counties doing different things in one day. After doing some contact tracing, went to a dinner, went to a party after the dinner, and exposed people potentially as they were waiting for their test results. So there's just the idea that if you're getting tested for COVID-19, people need to understand you need to shelter in place until you know firmly you do not have COVID-19. If you've been asked to quarantine, they need to shelter in place and quarantine. And I think a lot of people just struggle with the idea of having to not being able to move around. It is very hard for most people. And I understand that. And this is not an easy time for anybody. But that's part of some of the things that we've learned through our contact tracers and our case investigators.
And with 83 or 85 cases, many of them, or most of them active, do you have enough contact tracers? And how many people have you made contact with?
Oh, boy. I would say we are continuing to contact trace with people. And we have probably close to 200 individuals that we've had to contact and determine the tracing of who they were with and that sort of thing. Like I said, we have 164 individuals currently quarantined, and we have currently 60 cases that are in isolation that have tested positive for COVID-19. So it's been a heavy lift for our small county public health, but we have at least 15 dedicated public health employees that are between nurses and contact tracers and case investigators and outreach, that sort of thing. It's just been ongoing, and especially in the last 2 to 3 weeks. Nobody took a vacation. I know everybody thought, you know, it's July 4th and we took a vacation. That didn't happen.
Several weeks ago, in fact, maybe it was more than a month ago, when there were very few cases, fewer than 10 in Colusa County, and many were really weighing the economic damage against health concerns, Colusa County's Board of Supervisors sort of approved a non-binding resolution saying that law enforcement in the county would not be enforcing mask orders. Has there been any change in attitude among elected leaders?
Yes, actually, the County Board of Supervisors yesterday issued a new order directive for county departments and county employees to mask accordingly at work, and also our county offices will be providing masks to the public and encouraging them to wear masks.
For months, public health officials across the nation have been urging the public to wear their masks whenever they leave their home, to wash their hands for 20 seconds, to observe social distancing guidelines. As this really takes off, is there any new advice that you're giving to the public?
I think the new advice would really be just to encourage people that to try not to take it personal, that this is really just trying to protect the safety of everybody. We want to stay healthy so that we can stay open. And I just really want people to encourage that it's not about an entity trying to tell them what to do, but really multiple entities trying to protect the health and safety of everybody. And if people could really embrace that, that would go a long ways for a full recovery, hopefully, of this pandemic.